T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:16, Friday, June 24th. I'm Tommy Tucker. Thanks for getting your day started with us here at WWL. Highs of 100 today, 100 tomorrow, 94 on Sunday, 20% chance for showers today, 30% tomorrow, then 60% on Monday. We're joined by Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing? To you and to your listening audience.
Thank you. Tell me about the ordinance that passed the council yesterday and what it will do to hopefully limit these street stunts.
Well, Tommy, the most important thing that I want to start off with is I hope we don't ever have to use it, that people who recognize that what was going on is a crime will take that into account and do something differently with their time. But what it does is it defines the stunt driving act of doing donuts, which is putting your foot on the accelerator and brake at the same time and going around and around in a circle, which is kind of an interesting thing to do. What a waste. But it also prescribes penalties for those who use their vehicles to block off areas so that this stunt driving activity can take place. It also prescribes for seizure of vehicles that are involved in such activity. And it does reemphasize the penalties associated with that, which start off at a $500 penalty and 30 days in prison. And the legislation says shall be fined $500 and 30 days imprisonment. So at the end of the day, what we're looking at here is some strong penalties for doing something which I consider to be kind of an outrageous and unacceptable activity to begin with. But now there are penalties, and it'll be clear. If you block an intersection doing this type of activity, the city's penalties apply for the blocking of that intersection. And I want to remind our viewers that the state, now Chief Ferguson, has said he wants officers, he wants them to file based on state law, which includes imprisonment, which exceeds what we even did yesterday. So the ordinances are in place. It gives that option to use local legislation, and also the state laws exist too that prescribe penalties for blocking of highways of commerce. So we're going to crack down on this activity. What you saw 2 weeks ago is the reason, well, actually the legislation came up before then, but it's the reason that we had to push through this one as quickly as possible, because the takeover of New Orleans, just the thought of it was absolutely ridiculous. There are too many people who've been intimidated by this type of activity. It's not a fun activity. It's not something that these guys do because they don't have anything else to do. When you block an intersection at in neighborhoods and in the Central Business District and at Dahlman and Chef and or at St. Bernard and Fillmore, you're doing that to intimidate people, and that's all. It's not fun. It's to intimidate.
I can't disagree with anything you just said. When we come back, we'll talk more about some of the things you learned about this whole mess, I guess, in terms of stunt shows as you were preparing this ordinance and research. And one thing that surprised me is that I just, you know, it happens here, and you tend to think that New Orleans is the epicenter of it, but this seems to be a national trend. And I think part of what this ordinance will accomplish is that you hate to, you know, it's kind of like an alarm system, Eugene. You don't want to send them to your neighbor's house, but you want to make them look for somewhere else to do this kind of stuff rather than the Crescent City. 7:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, Friday morning, June 24th. Finally looking at the weekend. Eugene Green is our guest, New Orleans City Council member, about a new ordinance that cracks down on this stunt driving, donut shows, whatever you want to call them. And Councilman, when it came to your research in doing this, and one thing I heard during the week that I know it was around, I didn't realize it was as prevalent throughout the country as it is, and I guess part of this is making sure that they understand New Orleans is not the place to put on this type of idiotic display.
This was, the ordinance was designed to specifically to say, don't come to New Orleans with this foolishness, and don't do it if you're the resident of New Orleans. Blocking intersections, especially in an organized manner as they were doing, is a crime. It is not fun. Some of these intersections were being blocked for 15 and 20 minutes. But Tommy, to those who say that this is something that they're doing because they don't have something else to do, or because they've lived in circumstances where they don't have access to resources, this is one of the sillier things that you can do. You're tearing up your tires. You put down bleach on the street so that you can make a lot of smoke and intimidate people around you. You're doing things that really harm your vehicles. But as you saw from the videos, you're hitting people in the streets. You're coming very close to hitting them. They've been killed in Los Angeles and other cities. We don't have to let that happen now. So we're ahead of the game in terms of making sure that people recognize that these activities are criminal and putting in place penalties that result in seizure of vehicles and also penalize those who use their cars to block intersections. Tommy, this is not a fun thing to do. It's an intimidating thing to do when you go to intersections. And what I saw in early May when I introduced this was this trend that was going to have them going from areas where everybody knows that they've been allowed to, if you will, do certain things, certain parts of rural areas and of the even the city of New Orleans. They've been doing these type of activities. But when they came into communities and started blocking intersections, it was something that I saw that was part of a national trend of intimidation, and it just can't happen here. But I do want to say this, Tommy, and I said it at the beginning, I hope that we never have to use these ordinances, but we've already had to use, if you will, penalties because of what we saw 2 weeks ago, the ridiculous attempt to take over New Orleans. These guys have got to recognize that 4 arrests have already taken place. Our New Orleans Police Department has done a fine job using the resources available to it, the license plates, the visibility that people created by doing all of these videos. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mention one other thing, too, that those who promote these activities, which are illegal activities on the Internet, can also be fined and imprisonment and imprisoned with the legislation that was passed on yesterday. So it was comprehensive in terms of trying to get rid of this blocking of intersections using donating and other tactics such as using vehicles. So it was very comprehensive in that respect. But I do want to say that to people who are watching, people who are listening, if you use the Internet to promote these type of activities, you're just as guilty, in my opinion, as the people who are engaged in the activities, and we will go after you. We don't want our citizens to be intimidated. We won't tolerate it, Tommy.
Is this something that's going to be enforced after the fact with video, or is there anything in the works with NOPD to be able to more actively respond to it while it's going on?
Well, Tommy, yes, you certainly want to respond to it while it's going on. Look, I hope that we never have what happened 2 weeks ago happen again. Police officers were on their way. They were being blocked because of the plans to block the intersection. You saw that when one officer was attempting to go through the intersection on St. Claude Avenue, he was blocked. Someone was jumping on his car, knowing that he wasn't going to run through them to get to the intersection. We hope that we can do it by curtailing it by being visible, but there are hundreds of intersections in the city, and honestly, this sport can be done, this illegal activity can be done at a variety of intersections. It may come down to exactly as what's going on now, that we're using license plates, the police are using license plates and facials, clearly images. They don't even have to use facial recognition technology. People were jumping on top of police cars and their faces were seen. Using witnesses, using the solicitation of information to make arrests. I hope that we don't have to use it at all, but the police are well equipped. And I want to thank Chief Ferguson for drawing a line in the sand or in cement, whatever it is, saying that we were going to charge in a way that could result in imprisonment for these type of activities. And it's all about protecting not only the citizens, but also the perpetrators. Tommy, people were hit by vehicles 2 weeks ago. People fell off vehicles. They used guns. They could have shot themselves. That's not acceptable here in New Orleans. We won't tolerate it. It's not fun. It's not something done because people don't have something else to do. It's done through it with the intent of committing intimidating acts, and we just won't tolerate it. We're going to protect our citizens.
You're a better man than I am because I tried to feel sorry for the guy that got hit when the car fishtailed, but I just couldn't, Eugene. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate your time.
We don't want anybody to be injured, and I know he was injured. He walked away, but he kind of limped away. He had to have been injured. We're not going to have killings happen here. We don't have to wait for that to happen. We're addressing it up front. And I want to thank the public for their support because we got a lot of comments, a lot of people. We got stories, Tommy, I know that you may have to run. We got a story of a young lady who was trying to go through an intersection at Downman and Chef Highway, and she went through the intersection while they were doing the donuts. Someone came up to her window with a gun, bashed the window, and said,
boy.
B, I told you to stay where I pointed. She didn't say anything. She didn't want to go to the – she was that intimidated. That's ridiculous, but that's what this was about. Again, intimidation, and it won't happen again.
Thank you, Eugene. Appreciate your time. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member, 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.